Welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. I'm so glad you guys are here today. My name is Bree, and this is Kayla.
Okay, let's get started here. Okay, I'm gonna flip this coin, and I'm hoping it lands on heads. I mean, maybe it will, maybe it won't. You know, there's always a chance, but let's see if it happens, okay? Okay. I got tails. It's not what I wanted. I was hoping for something else.
I know. Well, maybe try again.
Okay, you know what? Maybe this time I'll hope for tails and see if that's what I get.
Okay.
Let's see if that works. You've got to be kidding me. I got heads this time.
That's just bad luck.
It's your turn.
You know, hope in Jesus is not at all like flipping a coin and wishing for it to land on a certain side. In fact, hope in Jesus is more like dropping an object from the sky. You know what? Like, if I drop this corn, what do you think will happen to it? Let's try it and see. Ready? Okay, ready? Wow, there it went. It fell, but, you know.
Well, let's try something else.
Maybe it'll just, you know, stay there. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, ready? That one fell too. Okay. The tambourine.
This has got to be it.
Okay. I think this
something
is going to be
weird's going to happen.
I'm ready.
I know.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Ready? That one fell too. It fell to the ground just like we knew it would. Well, all right.
Yeah. I mean, every object that we dropped, they eventually fell on the ground. You know what? I remember now. You know why that happens?
Why?
Gravity.
Oh.
Right. Gravity is this force. We can't see it. That's probably why we forgot, right? Yeah. And it pulls objects towards the ground. It happens every time. It's the reason we're standing on the ground, right? It always works. Gravity is always certain. You know, that like what goes up, you know what they say, must come down, right? Each time Bree dropped an object, it went to the ground, and we should have known. We should have known that was going to happen every single time, right? It always falls. And you know what? Actually, hope in Jesus is a lot. We can kind of relate that to gravity, right? Because when Jesus is our hope, right, we can say confidently, right? And we can expect whatever he says is going to happen is going to happen. It's not like me flipping that coin, right? That did not work out, right? That was wishful thinking. But Jesus, hope in Jesus, that's certain.
Mm-hmm. You know, for people living 700 years before Jesus came as a baby, hope meant knowing that God would send a Messiah or a Savior because God promised it. So, like gravity, they knew it would happen.
Yeah.
And we know now the Messiah they hoped for is Jesus. The people waited confidently and expected God's promise to come to pass. Jesus was their hope, and Jesus is our hope. And today, we're actually talking about exactly that. Jesus is our hope.
Now, before we get into the story, though, let's pray. Holy Spirit, we invite you to be here with us today. Would you teach us something new from your word, Lord, from God's big story? And will you help remind us that you are our hope. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, time for our story. But first, we need to get ready. Okay. Welcome to the Once Upon a Story Storytellers Theater, where you'll not only hear today's God's big story, but you'll become part of the story as well. Join me in welcoming our illustrious, award-winning actor, Kayla Hallstrom.
I'm ready.
For today's story, I will be the narrator, and all of you will be God's people. Your role as God's people is very important because, well, you're God's people. Like, when it's your turn to say a line, it will appear on the screen, just like this. You'll simply read the line on the screen, and voila! You become a part of the show. Ms. Hallstrom, are you ready?
I'm very ready. Oh,
all
yeah.
Right. Then let's start the show. Many years before Jesus was born, God's people in the land of Judah were scared and discouraged. Now, hold on a minute. You don't look very scared. Show me scared. That's much better. Now, several years before, God had promised King David that his children and the grandchildren would rule forever as kings. And the chosen Messiah would come from David's family and the tribe of Judah. But as the king and the people looked around, many years later, they didn't know if they would survive much longer. The Assyrian army was advancing, and Judah's two neighboring countries had formed a team and planned on killing Judah's leader, King Ahaz.
That does not sound good.
Not at all. The people's hope was fading, and their hearts trembled. But God didn't want the people of Judah to be in despair. He wanted them to be confident and have a hopeful expectation that he would come through for them. So God spoke through a prophet named Isaiah.
Yes, that is me, Isaiah. I'm going to speak God's word to all of you because, well, that's what prophets do. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
You're so good. Oh, but still, King Ahaz was afraid.
You can say that again.
Oh, okay. But still, King Ahaz was afraid. And God wanted Ahaz to trust him and to ask for a sign that God would keep his promise. And God spoke through Isaiah and gave his people a sign that his promise was trustworthy.
Can you hold that for a second? Great, thank you. Listen up, people. God told me to tell you that a young, unmarried woman would give birth to a son, and his name will be Emmanuel.
Yeah, thank you. Emmanuel means God is with us. This child would show God's people that he was with them and that he hadn't forgotten his promises. He would be Emmanuel. And just as Isaiah predicted, the people of Judah were saved and not destroyed by their enemies. Now, let's fast forward about 700 years. God's people were once more under threat. Yeah, again. And wondering whether God would save them. People were being ruled as part of the Roman Empire and were often mistreated. It seemed like there would never be another king like God had promised to David. Still, some hoped that a Messiah would be born who could restore all things in the world and this world that seemed broken. For many, though, that hope was fading. Yet they had not forgotten the way that God had kept his word in the past, even when it seemed impossible. And in a small village called Nazareth lived a carpenter named Joseph.
My name is Joseph, and I build with wood, with my hammer and nails. I build what's good.
That was good.
Thank you.
Man, my goodness. Wow. T Sizzle's gonna have a run for his money.
Yeah.
Joseph was a good Jewish man and a descendant of King David.
True and true.
You know, Joseph was also engaged to be married to a young woman named Mary, who was expecting a baby.
One second. Okay, all right. Not just any baby, God's son.
Whoa. Now, Joseph didn't understand that the baby that Mary was carrying was from God.
I mean, it's a bit confusing.
I guess so, but then one night, an angel from God appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Yo, Joe, the name's Gabriel. Listen up, okay? Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She's telling the truth. That baby is from the Holy Spirit.
And then Gabriel said, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
I was gonna get to that part.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, hold on. All right. Okay, so here's the dealio, Joe. You and Mary are to name God's son Jesus, right? Okay, I was getting there, because he's gonna save the people from their sin.
And Joseph remembered the words that God had spoken through Isaiah so many years before, that a young, unmarried woman would give birth to a son, and he would be called Emmanuel.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah. And now Joseph understood.
You know what? This is all starting to make sense, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that's right. Jesus was the Messiah, the one who would save them all. So when Joseph woke up, he took Mary home as his wife. And the promise of Jesus was for more than just God's people who lived long ago. Jesus is our hope too. When we choose to follow Jesus, we can know confidently that we will live with God forever as his children, even when life is hard. When we are scared or we're disappointed, we can remember that
God is with us.
And we can remember that God
knows us.
That God
knows us.
And that God
leads us.
Yes, and we can always remember that Jesus is our
hope.
Okay. Now, our wonder truth today is Jesus is our hope. Where did you see that Jesus is our hope in today's story?
Yeah, what surprised you about God's promise hundreds of years ago and how it was fulfilled? Can you think of anything? I mean, it's crazy, 700 years and he still kept his word.
I mean, that's longer than I could even imagine.
I mean,
oh my goodness, but you know, it's just incredible. But what did you find yourself wondering during the story today? Was there anything that was a little confusing, or maybe something that you heard that you hadn't heard before that made you start asking questions?
You know what? If you could see God standing right there with you, wherever you are, what would you say to him in response to what he did in this story? Because it's a real story. It really happened. What would you do?
You know, Christmas is a season of waiting. For hundreds of years, people have sung Christmas carols to remember that Jesus is their hope. Jesus is the one God's people waited for, but we know that he has already come. We can wait joyfully in this season because we know that when we hope in Jesus, our hope is certain.
You know what? This reminds me, there's a Christmas carol that talks about hope. It's called O Holy Night. Have you heard it? See, it describes the night that Jesus was born and the hope that his birth brought to all of God's people, even us today. So close your eyes for a second. Just picture this. These are the words from the song. It says, O Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining and it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. This season, are you filled with hope and excitement for Christmas? Or maybe, like the song, maybe you're feeling a little worry or weary or discouraged or sad even, maybe?
Yeah. And the words from O Holy Night, in just a moment, will be on the screen. As the music plays, spend time quietly thinking about what it means that Jesus is your hope. If you have some paper, you can write or draw your thoughts, or you might just want to think about it, sit and talk with God. You might want to illustrate certain words from the song, such as weary world, hope, or Savior's birth. You may want to draw, write, pray, or even thank God for always keeping his promises and for sending Emmanuel, Jesus, our hope.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
God knows you and loves you more than you can ever imagine, more than we can ever imagine. So let's end our time today with a blessing. Just hold out your hands and receive this. May he fill you with hope today, this week, and always. And may the hope that is Jesus shine in you so that others may see the love of the Heavenly Father in you.